Hello, I'm standing in Miles Breen's pub in Limerick. I'm up here in Limerick because my family are going to celebrate my 60th birthday. But the key point about being in Miles Breen's pub in Limerick, where I'm surrounded by people who I play golf with and who play golf with each other all the time, is that I'm here with the key players in relation to the Limerick milk market. Christy O'Connor, I want your attention. I want to know, tell me something about the Limerick milk market now.
It's like every market in the world. It is under pressure and it requires stern and very, very strong direction from people like chairpersons. And
we'll come to him in a minute, but look, people here don't know what I'm talking about. What on earth is Limerick Milk Market? Give me a 20-second elevator pitch for Limerick Milk Market now. What's your job, by the way, in relation to the Limerick Milk Market?
I will just give you the 20-second pitch, okay?
Okay, go.
A 150-year-old market facility that's recently been renovated to a standard that is comparable to anything else in Western Europe, offering the citizens of the city the opportunity to buy produce of provenance and quality.
You mean I can buy tomatoes and onions and carrots and cabbage?
Grown within 10 kilometres of the city.
Right. And can I buy other things like cheese and beetroot and nettles?
Everything from Kilkenny locally produced cheese to the finest cheeses of Flanders and beyond.
Come on, let's be very nerdish about cheese, right? We have to pick one product, and I love cheese. Okay. Tell me a couple of cheeses I could get in the milk market in Limerick tomorrow morning on Saturday, when the place, I presume, will be full of people buying local produce.
A very popular cheese, imported cheese, is Comté. And that is manufactured by one of the highest achieving Comté cheese producers outside Auvergne, I believe, and imported directly by one of our traders. He samples that produce every Saturday morning to all comers, and you will not leave his stall without purchasing.
Okay, and look, you play a key role. I know you've played a key role in the development of the Limerick milk market. I happen to know that, right? So rather than leave the listeners unsure about what your role has been, can you just tell us tell us about something you did that was at least interesting?
The Limerick Market Trustees, formed in 1852, are a voluntary organisation. So all parties operating and helping the operation of that market have done so in a voluntary capacity for 150 years. With this development project, they needed to bring in some people with some expertise to bring the vision of the trustees to fruition, and we are practically there now. We have opened the facility since the 19th of June, and
the 19th of June, and I haven't been there yet. I'm ashamed of myself as a Limerick man.
You are invited at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Paul O'Mahony, to watch it in like any market in the world, anywhere. The life and soul of an urban location can be its market, and that is what the trustees wish to establish in Limerick.
And do you know what? It's a setting up at dawn.
Yes.
That is a key part, isn't it, of a market? The actual setting up at dawn. Now, I'm going to leave you, Christy O'Connor, and I'm going to go to the other guy behind my back, right? Look, David O'Mahony, I'm going to interrupt you here. Look,
no, I'm sorry.
Tell me something
speak
about the Limerick milk market, please.
I am prohibited from speaking to you due to licensing agreements with the market trustees.
The fact that you're in a pub has nothing to do with me to say anything to you.
I'm terribly sorry. You'll have to speak to my agent.
Well, I'm going to put words in your mouth, right? You've actually done something quite extraordinary here in Limerick, right? You've actually put a lid on the roof of the market. Is that true? No, they're not. They're refusing to talk to me. My brother and my son are entirely turning their back on me. So all I can say is that Limerick Milk Market is not keen to promote itself via audio boo.
Right.
One of them is drinking Guinness, and the other one is... What are you drinking, sir? Bulmers, right. Bulmers cider. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have to leave you from the confines of Miles Breen's pub in Limerick, where I've come for the weekend, and I hope seriously to see this Limerick milk market, to hear what all the fuss is about. It's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm not going to say
this is an afterthought. Next Friday, I've just been informed. Next Friday, I've just been informed that there will be a grand official opening. Now, the place is already open, but there will be an official opening next Friday in Limerick. And my advice to you all is get a ticket. Find a way of getting
in. It's free. Come on.
It's free. Stop. Okay, goodbye.